From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, May 28th. Coming up, a Midwest organization that uplifts beauty professionals came together for a competition to highlight a certain type of barber. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Local pro-Palestinian activists are demanding action from politicians after Israeli airstrikes killed dozens in a refugee camp in Rafah. This report includes graphic descriptions of violence. IPM's May Antar reports.
One video, posted by independent Palestinian photojournalist Mu'taz Azaiza, shows black and red skies filled with smoke as a man holds up a beheaded child. Sana Sabuwala is a member of the CU Muslim Action Committee. She says she will never unsee that image.
If Rafah was the red line, the moral line that politicians wouldn't allow, the occupation to cross, we are so far beyond that. And I'm not sure, 15,000 plus children have died, right? How much more catastrophic disaster do our politicians need to see before they're morally outraged?
Pro-Palestine activists are planning protests at Illinois Congresswoman Nikki Budzinski's offices on Wednesday as she meets with some in Champaign. May Antar, IPM News.
The Illinois House heads back to Springfield today to put the finishing touches on the next fiscal year's state budget. The Senate passed the budget and finished the rest of its business late Sunday night. Now the House has to approve the more than $53 billion spending plan before it heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker. Democratic State Senator L.G. Sims of Chicago, the Senate's chief budgeteer, told reporters he doesn't expect the House to make any changes.
The agreement between the two chambers is that the bill would go as is with no amendments. So I would expect the bill that you just saw us vote on will be the budget of the state of Illinois come July 1st.
The House will also consider the revenue package to help pay for the budget, including a tax increase on sports wagering and a permanent cap on how much loss businesses can deduct from their state taxes. The Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation is one step closer to reclaiming nearly 1,500 acres of their land. Illinois state senators passed a measure on Sunday authorizing the state to transfer land that is now Shabana Lake State Park back to Potawatomi Nation. Senator Mark Walker is the main sponsor.
It is time that we look at our past, we realize our shortcomings, we make amends for them, and take responsibility for practically fixing those problems.
The federal government gave the Potawatomi much of the DeKalb County land in 1829, but then illegally sold the land 20 years later. The House was unable to pass their own version of the bill last week. The Senate bill now heads over to the House. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the sighting of a controversial flag outside of a Supreme Court justice's vacation home is deeply concerning. Anna Shevchenko has more.
The New York Times reports that the flag flown by Justice Samuel Alito was the same flag carried by insurrectionists during the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Durbin, the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, says it's a clear nod to the GOP MAGA movement.
He's clearly biased, and that bias means that he's not going to be objective in dealing with these cases before the court.
Cases that involve former President Donald Trump and the 2021 attack on the Capitol. Durbin says Alito should recuse himself from those cases, but he doubts he will.
The court is losing its reputation and integrity in the process.
Durbin didn't say if he'd call for a committee hearing on the issue. On the Savchenko, the WBEZ News.
Still to come, a Midwest organization that uplifts beauty professionals came together for a competition to highlight a certain type of barber. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Follow comedian Jesus Trejo on a cross-country journey as he explores how comedy binds us together in the series The Roots of Comedy. Trejo talks shop with six up-and-coming comedians as they reveal their perspectives on the unifying power of their craft. This exploration of the fabric of our country is part laughs and part commentary. Friends of WILL can binge all six episodes of The Roots of Comedy now with Passport ahead of its broadcast premiere in June.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A Midwest organization that uplifts beauty professionals came together for a competition to highlight a certain type of barber. Yvonne Boos has more.
The Barberess Battle Royale took place at Half Baked Bar in Rockford this past Sunday. Music blared as stylists carefully crafted their creations. Judges stood nearby as others looked on, waiting for the final reveal. This competition puts the spotlight on female barbers. The number of male barbers across the country outweighed the number of females. According to Data USA, the barber industry includes about 79,000 artists, of which 78% are male compared to 22% female. Rebecca Menjarez is the owner of La Jefe's Multicultural Barbershop. This salon hosted the battle. Menjarez has practiced her craft for over 34 years. She says the event includes two lady barber competitions, a hairstylist competition, and a makeup artist competition.
And at the very end, we have a tag team competition. And so the tag team consists of a barber. One of them has to be a female.
Menjarez is a part of a group called Midwest Legends. This organization was started by barbers Marquez Tatum and DJ Mercy Music. It is comprised of about 137 stylists. Tatum is the owner of a Milwaukee, Wisconsin barbershop called Quest Creations. Menjarez also calls him her partner. Tatum says he and DJ Mercy Music created a poster that captures the faces of many Midwest stylists.
And so once we created that poster, then we came up with the Certified Fresh Mixtape Cut Tour, and we started the tour with some of those individuals that was on the poster.
Brandy Brown is the owner of Virtuosity Professional Hair Care Products. She is also a stylist and teacher. She says she received her barber's license years ago, but she set it on a shelf and focused on cosmetology. Things changed when she learned about Midwest Legends.
I think now women barbers are more respected. Women barbers are able to have a clientele without a male sitting in a chair saying, "Can you cut?" So now, you know, we're getting the respect that we deserve because we are just as talented, just as skilled, and just as educated as the male barbers.
Jarquel Parker received his barber's license last year, but he's been cutting for about 2 years. He says women were his inspiration. His first barber was his aunt.
Then I went to school. My instructor was also a woman barber, so the influence has always been there. And just working next to him, you do get a different feel. Like, you can see that they do have a different touch with clients as well. So you get to, you know, pick up on their soft touch skills.
Parker says this event is important because it exposes the professionals to things that they would not have seen standing in a shop. Tyrese Harris says this is his first time attending an event like this.
After this entire show, there was a few barbers I took the time to actually, you know, really appreciate their skill. One was a Tay. Her fading skills was amazing, enough to make me want to grow hair, and I'm bald.
Tatum says this event gives barbers a bigger platform.
We make our voices louder out here and let barbers know, hey, women barbers are here. Let the world know they're here, they exist.
And for the men asking the ladies, can you cut? This competition shows the answer is, yes, they can. I'm Yvonne Boos.
All right, guys, ready? We're going to count down for 10, all right? Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm late in the day and a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Alex Degman, Mawa Iqbal, Anna Savchenko, and Yvonne Boos. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.